Jesus calls us again to contemplate his kingdom, to think about his role as king and our role as citizens of that kingdom. And so he chooses to teach us through parables. These are stories that illustrate the truth of who he is for us, who we are to him, and who we are to each other as God's economy of grace. The parable of the treasure in the field is a brief illustration of the kingdom, one of a number strung together that we just heard, and I think one that is worth pondering and taking to heart this morning. Jesus does not tell this one parable to complete our picture of the kingdom, but rather to highlight a truth or truths about the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. This is the first century equivalent of winning the lottery. The odds are that this would almost never happen, or it's improbable that it would ever happen. Let's say it's one in a billion, that someone would stumble upon a treasure abandoned for someone else to claim. It is so much treasure that he cannot stash it away in his home, because someone is likely to see him hauling it back and forth and back and forth. So he must hide it where it is. It's so plentiful. And he must purchase the field. In order to buy the field, he sells all that he has. He surrenders all his possessions with joy so that he can claim the greater treasure. His personal wealth is really nothing compared to this incalculable worth of the treasure. And so the kingdom comes to you and comes to me. From a human perspective, it is something that's improbable, unlikely, and unexpected. Such a rare find that it seems that we did not find it, but rather that the treasure found us. Or as Paul says, we are predestined. And so the kingdom of God comes to us. The treasure catches our eye. The treasure trips us unaware. The treasure steals our hearts, and we are now loyal to him. All that we have accumulated in our lifetimes, all that we call our own, suddenly seems like pocket change, nickels and dimes compared to this pot of gold in the field. And so with joy, we let go of what we call our own, and we lay hold of that which is of infinite value, our treasure in heaven. As Jesus challenges us, seek first the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. Apart from God, the truth is that we live in a spiritual poverty and need. But in him, we are all rich in love and in grace and in mercy. The prophet Isaiah says that our own righteousness, our own possessions and worth is like filthy rags. Our own righteousness is like autumn leaves that wither and fall away, he says. But in Christ, we are clothed in his righteousness. The beautiful and brilliant robes of his righteousness that we found, or that found us in those treasure chests. Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die, we sing. And so here we are as God's people. We've stubbed our toes on the grace of God. It seems like an accident. It's so unlikely. We love because He first loved us. Mercy has found us. We will not be punished or rejected because of our sin. Grace has found us. We have a righteousness that is now not our own. We love others with a love that first found us. It's free, and it's freely given. Such treasure challenges us to joyfully let go of what we think belongs to us. Such treasure wakes us up to the heavenly reality that really seems too rare and too good to be true. Such treasure transforms our lives from the bottom up and from the inside out. We realize who we truly are as we look into that chest of treasure. We're royal daughters. We are royal sons of the kingdom. We are called to measure all things in light of this priceless gift. And so we can let go. We can open our hands. We can surrender our time, our talent, and what we call our own treasure for what is infinitely greater. We are investing into the economy of God's grace. And so we invest all who we are and all we have into the treasure of God's love with joy. Not to purchase the treasure, but because it has already found us. We are the ones, not the treasure, who are carried away by our joy. God has given His Son of infinite worth, and so we are purchased not with gold or silver, but by His precious blood. The reign of God emerges every time we discover this gift. His kingdom comes, and we will never be the same. Jesus, priceless treasure, fount of purest pleasure, truest friend to me. Ah, how long in anguish shall my spirit languish, yearning, Lord, for Thee. Thou art mine, O Lamb divine, I will suffer naught to hide Thee, naught I ask beside Thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.